What are phylacteries anyway? Written by Katie Westenberg and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is Matthew 23, verse 5. They do everything to be seen by others. They enlarge their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. These words in Matthew are the variety that I am often quick to skip over. Like a lengthy genealogy in the book of Numbers or a chapter of Levitical law, I am tempted to skim over ancient words that are long lost in modern vocabulary. What are phylacteries, anyhow? It turns out they were small scrolls of parchment containing the law. The Pharisees wore them around their necks and wrists as reminders. Reminders to themselves and, most importantly, the world around them. These men valued the scriptures. Around this time, the Pharisees began to think if a little was good, more is certainly better, and they better start making their phylacteries a little bigger. Larger reminders to themselves and, again, the world around them. I've never seen a phylactery in my corner of the world. It's not exactly on trend to dangle law from your wrists these days or to lengthen your tassels. But before we skip over this passage too quickly, it wouldn't be wise to look past the unusual words. Jesus was speaking less of trends and styles and more of a heart issue here. Later on in chapter 23, he says, "You are so careful to clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside, you are filthy." These Pharisees, with their phylacteries and with their lives, were good at polishing and shining the outside. They were good at looking the part and saying the lines. But Jesus bids them caution. He says, "First cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside may be clean also." Our bumper stickers never save us. The way we carry our Bible or share scripture quotes on social media will not save us. We live in an age where it is easier to be seen than ever. It's easy to apply filters, crop, and edit our lives to near perfection. But isn't that all only the outside of the cup? It is quite easy to fool the world around us, but there is one who knows our hearts, and that is all he is really after in the first place. It's easy to blame the culture, social media, or whatever other distractions that tempt us to shine the outside of our cups. But even as times have changed, the temptations of our hearts have not. Whether it's phylacteries or cute hand-lettered scripture quotes perfectly placed in our homes, it is less about the cups we choose to shine and more about our determination to shine and to cleanse the inside first. Today, may we give him our hearts first and fully, seeking his praise rather than that of the world around us.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.